Welcome back to season two of the Ivy League Prep Academy podcast, equipping you to successfully pursue the college of your dreams. We believe everyone deserves to reach their full potential, and the admissions process shouldn't hold you back. A lot of people, teenagers and adults alike, feel like, man, I just wish I had more time. You may have said that exact phrase today or just in the last few days. It's quite common for people to feel like, man, I've got so much to do. I have so little time to get it done. I wish I had more time. And I know I've said that before as well. In fact, when I say it still, I catch myself because it is such a common thought, right? It's so easy for us to buy into that myth that we just need more time. Why do I say that it's easy for us to buy into the myth? Well, I reject that claim. I reject that thought altogether. Why do I reject it? Well, it's not a time issue for you. You don't need more time. You need more energy. Or perhaps you need greater clarity of your priorities and how to get started. Or perhaps you really are at the very, very high levels of productivity and it feels like you need more time. And at that stage, you need better decision-making so that you can choose the priorities that are highest and let go of those things that are not as high. But for now, I don't want to focus on that last section. We'll talk about it very briefly in this podcast. I want to focus on the first two. It's an energy issue. It's a prioritization issue. It's a clarity issue. It's not a time issue. Now, why do I say that? When you're stuck in the mindset that you just don't have enough time, how does it feel? You're going to feel anxious, most likely. You just can't think straight. Everything is stressful. You feel overwhelmed. Everything feels scary. You doubt yourself. And you just feel like, I just don't have enough time to do all the things that I wish I could do. But isn't it interesting if you think back, you might not even trust yourself. As in, there are times when you do have a chunk of time available. And are you using that chunk of time really, really effectively? Most likely not if you continue to say to yourself, I just wish I had more time. Okay, so there's lots of confusion, there's lots of frustration, a lot of self kind of frustration at yourself. And oftentimes, this is the irony. When you are frustrated that you don't have enough time, you're going to sacrifice the very recovery activities that would allow you to save time. Okay, just think about for a second the difference in productivity between a fully fresh, focused mind. When you know exactly what you need to do, you know exactly how to do it, you just need to focus your completely refreshed body and mind on the task, all right? Contrast what you can accomplish in those moments with the time that it takes to accomplish something when you're not clear how to get started, you're not clear how to move forward effectively, you don't know if you can do it or how you can do it, or you're so exhausted that you can't think straight, you're sleep deprived, your brain just kind of feels fuzzy. Right? The difference in productivity in give me 10 minutes of someone who's focused and knows what they're doing, I'll take that all day, every day, over 3 hours of some unfocused kind of pseudo productivity. The only thing that snaps someone out of this funk, what we've been describing here, and this, by the way, is what I call the dysfunction spectrum. All right. So we have to move from three phases, from dysfunction into productivity into impact. Okay, this is my own content. This is what I teach my students. I haven't really seen it somewhere else, but this is how I see things. At the very beginning, before productivity, there's dysfunction. And this entire dysfunction spectrum can go from fully dysfunctional, incapable of accomplishing anything, to being able to accomplish stuff, to perhaps at the edge of this is only a deadline or a crisis can spur you to furious activity. Right? You'll have bursts of focused activity and you'll get stuff done, but only with a deadline. Without that deadline, without the crisis, without the urgency at the last minute, it's almost impossible to get anything done. Okay, that's the dysfunction spectrum. And when I'm saying that you don't need more time, you actually need better energy, you need better clarity, you need more focus. When I say that, I'm reminded of I don't know if it was a meme or a tweet or something that I saw in the middle of COVID. And this social media post or tweet or whatever it was, it said something like, I used to wish that I could have 3 months of uninterrupted time when I would be locked inside of my home with nothing to do. I could go achieve my goals, you know, something like that. And then there was like a space there and it said, well, that wasn't it. And the idea is that even though now they're locked inside with nothing to do during the pandemic, they were not accomplishing anything. And that's fully correct. When you're below productivity, when you are somewhere in this dysfunction stage, more time doesn't do very much for you, right? You're either too exhausted to be productive, you have too little clarity about what needs to happen and in what order or how to do what you need to do. And even if you had that clarity, you're exhausted, you are overwhelmed, you're burned out, you're frustrated, you're not in it, your heart's not in it. And of course, you know how I feel. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, this dysfunction is going to happen when you fill your life with activities that do not align with your core values. That lifestyle and that series of choices is what leads to the dysfunction spectrum. But it is possible to move out of dysfunction into productivity. Okay, there's this gap or barrier there, but in order to move from dysfunction to productivity, you just need two keys. And we talked about this. Number one, you need clarity about what needs to be done, perhaps how to do it, perhaps what prioritization to take. All of that clarity can be very, very valuable. So the first key is clarity. The second key is, I'm not sure what we call this, but I call it thought quality. But thought quality comes from your physical body being in good enough shape to support your ambitions, right? So that your mind and body are getting enough sleep, you're getting enough recovery, all of the things that you need to approach these problems from a highly effective perspective. So once you can shift from the dysfunction spectrum into the productivity spectrum by first clarifying what you need to do and how to do it, and then maintaining the proper level of focus and energy that you need to be productive for long periods of time, then you're moving into the productivity spectrum. And there's this whole spectrum of less productive all the way to more productive. But productivity looks like increasing clarity. The more productive you are, the more clear you are about what matters to you, about how to do what you are trying to do. That increasing clarity increases your productivity. Now, that contrasts with the dysfunction spectrum, which is you just can't think straight, right? You just don't know what to do. There's confusion. Now, the anxiety in the dysfunction spectrum is replaced with increasing confidence. The more confident you are, the more clear you are, then, of course, the more productive you're going to be. Now, that stress that feels just overwhelming and scary can shift to an exciting emotion, right? You can feel yourself growing. When you're on the productivity spectrum, you still have tremendous stress, but you recognize that that stress helps you to grow, that there's not a single thing on this planet that grows stronger or taller or anything else without stress. We need some kind of resistance for us to grow. And we celebrate that when we're on the productivity spectrum. That's the mindset that celebrates it. All right. And so that's when we shift from this, I just don't have enough time, I just wish I had more time, to the, well, if I have clarity, I have enough energy, then it's a matter of, I'll do this task at this stage, a very specific point in time. I'll do this task as soon as I finish that task. That's the approach in the productivity spectrum, okay? And you're confident that you're going to accomplish the tasks that you prioritize, at least. Instead of distrusting yourself, knowing that even if you had a chunk of time, you would end up, you know, wasting it, death scrolling on social media or watching Disney Plus or whatever, no, you shift from increasing self-trust. And the more you trust yourself, by the way, the more confident you are, the greater your level of self-efficacy, the more you believe that no matter what challenge you're going to face, you can figure out how to solve the problem. Maybe you don't know how to solve it right at the outset, but you can figure it out. You have what it takes to ask the right questions, to find the right people, to recruit the resources, to eventually solve the problem. That's self-efficacy. And that happens as you build that self-trust, all right? Instead of confusion and frustration, you have clear prioritization. Instead of sacrificing recovery activities, right? When you're stressed because you don't think you have enough time, you end up staying up later and sacrificing your sleep, which is going to make it very difficult to focus on your studies or focus on what you're trying to learn, which slows down your learning, right? Slows down your ability to perform at a high level. So when you're stuck in the dysfunction spectrum, you're sacrificing all of the activities that would enable you to be more productive. Well, shifting into productivity, you then prioritize those important elements, the baseline elements that give you the energy you need to be productive. Prioritize recovery activities. That's one of the keys to move from the beginning stages of productivity to the higher levels of productivity. And then these, you know, only a deadline can move you forward. That's totally not true on the productivity spectrum. When we begin to shift into a more high performing mindset, we take those activities that are important, but not yet urgent, and that becomes our focus. We want to accomplish activities and tasks before they become urgent. Those are the skills that allow us to be productive. And that, as we increase in those areas, we move up in the productivity spectrum. Now, there's one more stage beyond that, and we won't worry too much about it here, but this is something that I talk about in the Global Impact Council with my students there, and I'll touch on that in just a second. But to shift from productivity to impact, we don't just shift our mindset and our own kind of self-awareness. We need to also develop some skills. Now, those skills include communication skills and storytelling skills so that you can build a following, right? You can get people behind your message and to buy into your quest or your mission. And you can build a team around you by inspiring them. That requires professional communication. It requires, like I said, storytelling, the ability to inspire others by clearly defining the problem and saying, join my team, join my approach. We can do this together. It also requires some critical thinking skills, some creativity, just straight up problem solving skills and self-efficacy skills. There are a number of little skills that need to be developed and continue to develop in order to shift into the impact spectrum. But once you move from being as productive as you can be on your own, then you shift and develop those skills to lead a team and become even more productive. That's where you're recruiting others to your vision. You're inspiring confidence in others. Stress is not something that debilitates you. It might still excite you, but you can also leverage it across the team and use that extra resistance that people might feel to help them to grow. And you're watching that happen. And so as you earn trust on your team and your team develops trust and a reputation out in the open market, your influence and your impact grows as you do that, right? Your sense of accomplishment and your focus, you just continue to grow and to continue to make a bigger and more meaningful impact in your community. You also have enough control that you can schedule recovery into your day. You can schedule the priorities and you choose what your priorities are. And you're also focusing a lot of your attention on influencing others to be more productive and to live a more meaningful life, right? And so as you're doing this, of course, you're developing leadership skills and you're becoming this high impact member of the community. Now, I share all of this for a couple of reasons. Number one, I hope to inspire some of you who feel frustrated that you don't have enough time, that mindset might be causing you to delay or even eliminate the activities that would otherwise give you the recovery, give your body and your mind the recovery you need to focus and get more done in 10 minutes than you're currently getting done in 4 hours, right? So that's the first thing. I really want people to shift their mindset around what does it mean to be productive? Well, in order to be productive, you have to get out of the dysfunction stage. And that requires a mindset shift. And it requires prioritizing your sleep and your health. Now, the second reason that I'm sharing all of this is because this is the content that I'm going to be covering in our next Global Impact Council meeting. The Global Impact Council is born out of the Ivy League Challenge. The Global Impact Council is teens empowering teens to change the world. And so this entire organization is a mentoring organization where teens who have already executed their impact projects, have already had some success there, they mentor younger teens who are just getting started in the Ivy League Challenge to help these younger teens be able to develop their own impact projects. But starting new this year, we have new leadership in the Global Impact Council. We have new teens taking on roles and responsibilities. It's a very exciting time. And very soon, I will be teaching a weekly class just for the Global Impact Council students that take the ideas that we learned in the Ivy League Challenge and expand beyond what we learned. They're more advanced topics that we touched on, but didn't completely finish. We'll also be toggling back and forth between strategies and actual tactics and tasks that need to be done in order to maximize what we did in the Ivy League Challenge, to maximize your story about your unusual self-awareness and your clarity around your core values, but also your unusual community impact. Some of the tasks that we learned in phase 3 are things that students can easily forget along the way because they're so focused on developing that impact project. So we'll be able to tie back to some of those ideas and make sure that students are doing the things that are going to help them the most when they actually apply to college. But separate from that, we're also going deeper, right? We're going to go deeper than we were able to do in the Ivy League Challenge because we'll have a weekly class. These classes will be about 50 minutes long once a week, not the 2 hours that the Ivy League Challenge is. But I'm very excited to announce that the Global Impact Council is moving in this direction. One of the big reasons for that is I know that a lot of my listeners are some of my parents and previous Ivy League Challenge students. So parents of previous students and the students themselves. And I want you to know that there is really good reason to stay connected to the Ivy League Challenge. We are developing the Global Impact Council in a very exciting way. And I hope that you can take part in that. If you have never been in the Ivy League Challenge, let this be one more excellent reason for you to get started. Our next cohort is literally starting this Saturday night. That's March 30th, 2024. And this is the last cohort that actually finishes the Ivy League Challenge before your summer vacation. So if you want to make the most of your summer, you want perfect clarity. We just talked about how important clarity is, knowing what to prioritize and how to progress through the different opportunities that you have. If you want perfect clarity about how to maximize your summer, this is your last chance to finish this course before the summer begins. Reach out right away. We will have an informational session about this cohort of the Ivy League Challenge on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can be sure to join that. You can register for that at tilc.to/info. tilc.to/info. Be sure to join that informational session if you have any questions at all, and be sure to register as soon as you can. We begin this Saturday night. Don't miss this opportunity. I'm excited about this cohort in particular because in the middle of each cohort now, we introduce students to their mentors. So younger students have a teen mentor who can guide them through their impact project, and that gets you started in the Global Impact Council community. Once you've developed your own impact project to a level that you're satisfied with, you can begin to mentor other teens. And of course, this is a wonderful way to make yourself very, very attractive and very memorable to the admissions officers later on when you apply to college. So don't miss out on this opportunity. Join us this Saturday night for the next cohort of the Ivy League Challenge. If you are a previous student, you know you have a digital token. You can retake the class for free with no additional tuition. If you've never taken the class before, what are you waiting for? Get started. We're launching this Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And the informational session for that cohort is this Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. The informational session is free, but you do need to register. And you can do that at tilc.to/info. I'm really excited to work with your teens to teach them this kind of material, how to shift out of the dysfunction spectrum into the productivity spectrum, and then beyond that to the impact spectrum. You can imagine those parents who are here, especially if you own your own business or you're an entrepreneur yourself, you recognize a lot of what I'm saying and you're thinking to yourself, wow, this is exactly what it takes to make yourself valuable in the open market, not just to make yourself competitive for college admissions. And you're exactly right. Let's set these teens up for long-term success. For all of the turbulence that's going to happen and the change that will happen because of AI, let's make sure that we are producing problem solvers. People who solve problems based on their own core values. That's how we create long-term success and very meaningful lives. We'll see you in the Ivy League Challenge. Music for this episode came from We Are Here by Declare P. I'm Steve Gardner. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and share with a friend. Thanks for listening.